Former Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell will remain in prison for at least another 3 years after losing an appeal against his conviction for sexually abusing two 13-year-old boys. Pell was convicted of abusing the boys while he was Archbishop of Melbourne in the late 1990s. The announcement was made by Justice Anne Ferguson.
Having reviewed the whole of the evidence, two of the judges of the Court of Appeal, Justice Maxwell, President of the Court of Appeal, and I, have decided that it was open to the jury to be satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that Cardinal Pell was guilty of the offences charged.
Outside the court, support groups for victims of sexual violence had gathered. Chrissy Foster, mother of two girls raped by a different priest, said justice had been delivered.
It's a hard crime to get a conviction in the first place. Hardly anyone comes forward, and this has been an outstanding example of justice, and just amazed.
Channel 7's Nick McCallum was in court in Melbourne. He joins us now on the line. Nick, will you bring us through what happened today?
Well, Rachel, it was quite a dramatic moment delivered, as you heard, by Anne Ferguson in a very monotone, factual way. George Pell was in the court. He heard that two of the judges found that it was not unreasonable that a jury found him guilty on the evidence presented to them. So as a result of that, he had to stay in jail. He's been sentenced to 6 years in jail, minimum of 3 years and 8 months. From what we could tell, there was virtually no reaction from him. He did not even blink. He heard what the judges had to say. He then was taken straight back to a prison van and back to the Melbourne Assessment Centre, a prison where he will remain for another few weeks, and then he'll be removed to a more permanent home in a country prison in a place called Ararat, which is about a three-hour drive from Melbourne. And that's got a special protected unit for convicted paedophiles.
Will you tell us a little about George Pell? Because for a time, he was a very senior Vatican official.
He is. He's a very senior Vatican official. As you say, he was always considered the third in the rank at the Vatican. He was effectively the treasury spokesman, the man in charge of the finances. But in Australia, he's had a long history within the Catholic Church. He was an auxiliary bishop in Melbourne in the 1990s. He then became the Archbishop of Melbourne. Then he went on to the most prominent Catholic position in Australia. He became the Archbishop of Sydney, was elected a cardinal, and then moved on to the Vatican. He's always been a controversial figure. He's always been very conservative, always fighting publicly battles on behalf of the Catholic Church, in particular against things such as gay marriage and abortion rights in this country. Also, interestingly, he has been very anti the environment movement. He has been very outspoken that he disagrees with climate change scientists, say, for instance. So he's a very controversial and polarising figure in Australia, even before the bout of child abuse allegations that hit the Australian Church about 10 or 15 years ago.
What's the reaction been to today's decision?
Well, abuse survivors, as you heard from Chrissy Foster, mm-hmm. who's a very prominent abuse survivor, well, her two daughters were abused and her family. She has been a campaigner ever since against child abuse. So, as you heard from her, she was at the front of the court, and there were about 20 or 30 abuse survivors who either were in the court or at the front of the court. They were overjoyed, Rachel, because they believe now, finally, they are being taken seriously. They are getting justice. It has been a long, hard battle for many of them, and they hope that many child abuse victims around the world now will see what's happened here in Australia and will gain hope from that. There is a chance of actually getting justice, no matter how prominent the alleged perpetrator is. On the other hand, there were a number of high-profile Catholics here in Melbourne, some of them in the court and out the front of the court, who were devastated by this. They still believe George Pell is innocent and he is a scapegoat. He has been blamed for all the ills of the Catholic Church over the last few generations. Many of them were in fact in tears at the front of the court, and there were many robust conversations, even arguments, between those who supported George Pell and those who didn't at the front of the court.
Nick, thanks indeed for taking our call. That was Channel 7's Nick McCallum, who was in the court in Melbourne. Just looking at a statement of reaction from the Vatican, it said it acknowledged the Australian court decision to uphold Cardinal George Pell's conviction on sexual abuse, but said he had a right to another appeal. That statement issued within the past short while.